Today marks 40 days since the 2024 solar eclipse. In this video, we'll take a look at what happened, starting with the things that can be explained, to very strange anomalies that seem totally supernatural or paranormal. We'll also look at the spiritual side of things, like signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, other events that have happened since that day, and we'll look at if this was actually a sign and a warning from God. A lot of footage came out after the eclipse of strange anomalies and things that took place during it. We'll look right now at two strange things that happened with shadows. This is really pretty cool, and these anomalies can be explained unlike the ones we'll look at here in a moment. But here you can see the shadows that's being cast from the eclipse. It's pretty amazing to see how just part of the shadow is completely darkened. The degree of light that's being cast on it makes the shadow look different. It's really pretty cool to see. Here's someone else who took video of something similar. Again, you can see you wouldn't expect this to happen from the eclipse because it's still light coming down. But with the light being blocked, it is changing it, and this is a pretty cool anomaly. This next clip is from a live stream of the eclipse. You'll see part of the moon glitches out, and then right after that, the stream goes down.
Moments today, what has that been like for you?
Well, first off, welcome back to Baylor. Welcome home. We love having everybody back here. And Dia, it's just a great day for the students to take a break.
That clip can probably be explained away by something just glitched, and that's why right after that happened, the entire stream went down. But these next following clips start to get progressively weirder and weirder. This next one here is showing clouds in the sky during the eclipse. This is something that you definitely don't normally see. It could maybe be attributed to like the shadows being cast on the ground, but this is definitely not normal clouds that you would see on the average day. Now here's where things start to get supernatural or paranormal. People who were in the totality of the eclipse took a video and they pan over to the side and see a red orb or something flying in the sky. It's really unexplained and it freaks one of the people out pretty good.
All the streetlights turned on around. Did they?
Whoa, what's that?
Oh my, I knew it's a left-wing cover-up. This is what they're covering
Wait,
up.
What is that?
Take a drone? Take a picture. TMZ will buy it.
It's a drone?
Okay, I think we're about to be possessed.
I actually think that's really creepy and I don't like it.
I leave everything to Sebastian. Oh, look,
what
we're
is
losing
that?
Totality.
What is that? Should be truth. What is it?
I think it's probably a...
Oh, it's gone.
It's probably
What's important to notice in that clip as well as the following clip is the reactions. We live in a time where videos could easily be manipulated, but something you can't really fake is a genuine, honest reaction, which that video seemed to have, as well as this next one, and this one is by far the strangest video. It looks like a weird cloud or like a spirit type of looking thing is flashing through the sky right during or before the eclipse, and you can see everybody who's around notices it.
Back up.
What's that?
What is that?
What's that?
Bruh.
Look, there's something flying through the air.
Those are some of the anomalies that took place during the eclipse. Now we'll move from that aspect of things into the spiritual and see if there's any connections to be made there or any spiritual significance. Here's a quick overview of all the spiritual connections that happened on that day. A horned comet referred to as the Devil Comet was visible. The eclipse totality crossed two towns named Nineveh and a town named Jonah. The X of the eclipse pass over America from that day, as well as the eclipse from 2017, was right over an area of the United States known as Little Egypt. The pattern of the eclipses resembled the first and last letters in Hebrew numerical value. The first and the last is a title for the name of Jesus mentioned in the book of Revelation. The eclipse also began on the Hebrew day of Nisan, the beginning of months, which was the day God's glory appeared to Moses. It was also the day strange fire was offered on the altar in the book of Leviticus. The first tribe to enter on that day of Nisan is the tribe of Judah, which is connected to Jesus as well, since he is also known as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. A title for God is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He knows everything from the first day of creation to the very last day. Anything that takes place within that timeline, He created it to take place on that very moment. God is not caught off guard by anything that happens in the heavens or in the earth at any specific time. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. When eclipses or other large events take place, it's happening on a timeline that God knew and foreordained. In Amos 8:9, it sounds like a solar eclipse was sent to Israel for a sign and a warning. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight. The Bible tells us specifically that there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and even in Genesis in the beginning of creation. God tells us that the sun and the moon and the stars are used for signs and seasons. Another unexpected large event happened in the heavens since the day of the eclipse. Extreme 5G geomagnetic storm reaches Earth, NOAA says, following unusual solar event. This was one of the largest solar storms to hit Earth in decades, and according to NOAA, they say, this is an unusual event. There's another connection with the eclipse and the constellation Leo, which is referred to as the Lion or also King. Now, of course, we don't follow astrology and constellations and what they tell us for our future. That's an occult practice that's wrong and evil. But when we're looking at what's happening in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, the Bible tells us they will be used for signs. The solar eclipse that happened over America is happening right at Regulus, which is in the constellation Leo, which again is referred to as the Lion. There are 12 different constellations, and the fact that this is happening right in the constellation that's referred to as King and Lion kind of doesn't seem like a coincidence. For anyone who doesn't think anything major happened, maybe the reason that it didn't is because just like when Nineveh was given 40 days to repent, a lot of Christians in America and around the world repented and cried out to God as well. We know from the story of Sodom and Gomorrah that God told Abraham that if there were even 10 righteous people in the city, that God would relent from the disaster determined for them. Some people don't believe the eclipse was a warning from God, and that's fine. As for me, the Bible says that the sun, the moon, and the stars will be used for signs. So anytime a large event like this takes place, I'm going to take it personally as a warning. I'm gonna, and I hope everyone else will, repent, fast, draw closer to God for our nations, for our families, for ourselves, for the body of Christ worldwide, ultimately, because I know that no matter what happens, drawing closer to God in any instance is always the right decision. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.